We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Tes, Sif Gimel Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch. Eitzim, Lahutru B'Tilta Elach Tzarech Hasaka. Wood can only be moved on Yontif if you want to burn the wood. Avshalay L'Tzarech Hasaka, if that's not your intention, Osim B'Tul Tiltal. In other words, what we're learning here, as the Ramah teaches us, is that Muksa is only permitted on Yontif when it's L'Tzarech Mut Eichel Nefesh. So if there's something muksa on top of the food that you want to eat, or there's dirt on a place that you want to be able to put food on, or as we learned the other day, if there's leftovers from the candles and the candelabra and the candle holders, and you want to get that out so you can light candles again, even though we're dealing with muksa, the halacha will be that under those circumstances, you can move the muksa. Under other circumstances, you cannot move the muksa. Okay, in some places, we may not use a piece of wood to support a door or a pat. Siftalat Eifa Kirishus, Gemerav Yontav, ash that was used from Erev Yontav. Mutaloi Lutat Labyontav may be used on Yontav. Neshumuch Natsarchi Adam, it was prepared to be used. Lachasas by Tsoya Roik, it could be used as a covering over dirt. Vemhuska Beyontav. However, if the ash was formed on Yontif, Imudayin Cham, if it's still warm, Shiroi Litzlus Bebeyab, that it's warm enough that you could use to roast an egg, Mutal Tatal Chotzarchi Adam, then it's allowed to be moved. Avil Nitzdan, if it cooled off, also Betiltan, then you would not be allowed to move it, Mishum Davelay Noilid. It only came into creation on Yontif, and since it only came into creation in Yontif, Esmal Haya Eitzim, yesterday it was wood, and today it's ash. For garment muksa, it's a very serious level of muksa. This is a muksa that's known as noilet. Egoizim, sifhei, egoizim shalchem kaladim yantif, eggs that were eaten before, walnuts that were eaten before yantif, mutal hasik lekiposam, their shells may be used on yantif. Avamachal be yantif, but if they were only eaten on Yontif, then us lasik b'klipasa, we can't use the shells for heating fuel. But fil tatlnasa, even to move them would be usur. Beken shah klipas, apishimurin lebehema, other shells, even though they could be eaten by animals, havale noilid, again, they only came into existence on Yontif. Desmo, before Yontif, they were meant for people, and now they're meant for animals, that's called noilid. Simon Kof Hilchus Nasius Kapayim. Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Seim Natar, is a Mitzvah Seim Natar al Kahanim Shivarchus Am. Kahanim have an obligation to bless us. Shnama Kaisavarchu es B'nei Yisrael. And the Yisraelim are supposed to stand facing the Kahanim as the Kahanim are giving their bracha. That's not just is there a mitzvah for the Kahanim to bless us. There's a mitzvah for us to receive the bracha from the Kahanim. There's a machloikis. Everybody agrees that the Yisrael who gets the bracha from the Kohen is fulfilling a mitzvah. The only question is it a mitzvah a deraisa or is it a mitzvah derabbanan? Kol Kohen she'en bei medvarim ha'makom ha'isoy, any Kohen that doesn't have something that prevents him from being able to get, that prevents it from giving the bracha, ve'en oil duchen, and is called up to do brichas kahanim, ve'en oil duchen, and doesn't go up, over be'essay, he's over an essay. If he already went up once that day, then he's not over the essay. But even though he's not over a mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he already did the mitzvah brichas kahanim once that day, the paiskim do say, the achronim say, that every time a kohen does Birchus Kahanim, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. Just like by the mitzvah tzitzis, if you don't wear a beggar of dal knafis, you're not doing anything wrong, but you're losing out a mitzvah. And every time you put on the tzitzis, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. So too, every time the Kohen gives a bracha, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. A day we would daven Shachris and Musaf in a place where they duchim by Shachris and Musaf, the Kohen should go do Birchus Kahanim by Musaf, even though he did it by Shachris, and some suggest, or some Seif suggest, that then there would be a mitzvah deraisa to do it both times. If a Kohen, the first time he did Birchus Kahanim, was standing by himself, and now he has an opportunity to do it together with a group of kahanim. Some suggest that then there's a mitzvah to say. Vein over, but he's not over the mitzvah to say. Elkish koron say when he's called up. Shnema emalahem. But Targum Unkelus, the Targum Unkelus explains that to mean katamrelahem, when they are called up. But minig ben seinu, and chutzlar is the minig is, shein asiyas kapayim el biyantav, and asiyas kapayim only takes place on yantav. Ma'oz, mishim da'oz, shruyim, besimchas yantav. Then we're in a high level of simcha. Ubiyam kippurim, we also do it. We also do brix kanim, because yesh by simchas mechilav slicha. Where it's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving us for our averus. The tov lev hu yivarech, and a kohen has to be in the proper frame of mind when he gives the bracha. Mash enkem shar yomim, therefore the other days of the year. I feel b'shabbos hashani, even on Shabbos. Shaturudim behurim al mechiosav abatim alachdim. People are preoccupied about thinking about their livelihoods and other issues. I feel b'yontav ein nois nekapeim, even on yontav and chutz loritz, we only do it elabat filas musav, only by musav. Shiyotz nakach mebeis haknesses, as we're about to leave the shul on yontav, v'yis mechu b'simchus yontav, we're about to enjoy simchus yontav. Oy na'agim v'b'nesenu, the minig also is, shebi yontav shechalis b'shabbos, on yontav that comes on Shabbos, ein nesis kapayim elabi yom kippurim, only if yom kippur falls on Shabbos do we do nesis kapayim, shefil k'chal b'shabbos nesis kapayim. V'yesh na'agim shebechol yom taiv, there are places that the minig is every yontav afil chal b'shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos. The minig is noisen kapeim that they do brichs kanim v'kein nochin yosim. And what's most important to pay attention, say the poskim, is to always follow the minig hamokim. And therefore, somebody from chutzlars in Eretz Yisrael, he should do nesis kapeim every day. And if somebody from Eretz Yisrael is in chutzlars, he should not do nesis kapeim. Similarly, if somebody davens in a minig of Sfardim, who even in Chutzlar, student sees Kapayim every day, you should do it. And the fact that those that go out of the way to go to such a minion, to find a minion where they can do Nesis Kapayim and receive Nesis Kapayim. The Mishnah Berurah says it's that certainly on Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, we should do Nesis Kapayim. We just don't say, of course, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because we don't say Tchinus on Shabbos. Sebeis ein Nesis Kapayim El Besara. We only could do Nesis Kapayim when we have a minion. For Kahanim and a minion, the Kahanim can be included in the minion. For Shigam Heim Bechlal Abracha, they too are part of the Bracha Shinam Bavani Avarchem. Sif, even if when the Shlich Tzibur began Chazar Shashatz, there was a minion. But now, as he's continuing the Chazar Shashatz, we no longer have a minion. That the halacha is that he does finish the Chazar Shashatz, but even though he finishes the Chazar Shashatz, then the halacha is that has nothing to do with the Nesis Kapayim, and the Nesis Kapayim cannot be said unless we have a minion. However, if we began, says the Bi'ar Halacha, Nesis Kapayim with a minion, and then part of the minion left, as long as we started with a minion, we finished in the Nesis Kapayim. Sif Gimel Kodim Nesis Kapayim. Before the Nesis Kapayim, the Kohen should be careful. The Kohen should not drink wine. V'loy shar mashkim and mashkim and mashakrim, nor any beverage that can intoxicate. V'am liba cholish, but if he's weak. V'roy tzalech l'pas kist in the Kodim Musaf, and he wants to eat some mizoynus before Musaf. Yishma kiddush me'ach, he should hear the kiddush from someone else. Sif Dalet, Kodim Aduchen, before the kohen goes up to the duchen, tzorach hakohen litl yodav ad haperek, he should wash his hands until the wrist. Shochibar hayad mazroya, that's where the hand and the arm connect with each other. Kederach shemikachim yudayim b'mikdash lavoida, that's what the way they did kiddush yudayim reglayim the base of mikdash. Shnema Shu Yadechim Kodesh Vivar Ubarchus Hashem. The Kohen should also make sure that there's no chatzitza on his hand. He should have his hands washed from a keli that could be used, that's kosher for Tinlas Yadayim. The water should be poured on the hand and should use at least a revius of water. V'yei sofik, am trichon levarach am til zu, ain't tzirich levarach. There's a question of you make a brichas, the tils yadayim on the washing. Kivin shabirich on the tils yadayim bekumim mitasoi, but since he already made an tils yadayim in the morning, masvikim na'agim shlo levarach. So therefore the halach is that we don't make another bracha. V'nogab in the time of mokim metonuf, if before that he touched part of his body that's not clean, so now it would be appropriate that he should make another bracha. El shloi nagu, that is not the minig. Royal kol kohen yirushmayim, it's appropriate that every kohen is yirushmayim. Lishma heitev yodav, to wash his hands, to wash his hands properly. Netil shidayim shachris, from when he washes his hands in the morning, shloi liga b'makam ha'maluchalach, not to touch anything which is unclean, kadei shloi tzarek l'varach sheinus, that I'll avoid any question of what should he make in the Tilas Yadayim or not when he washes his hands before the Brikos Kohanim.